Big Daddy said that game was fixed. Who's even got the balls to look into this? No shit. How many different penalties can I call on you? How many different penalties can I call on you in 12 fucking minutes? And then I got three more 12 minutes.
Right. That game was fixed.
It was fixed, dude.
Nice.
Big Daddy Lipskin. Who's that, man? That's the fucking boogeyman. Shit! You guys are lucky today. We have the new guest, the boogeyman. Dude, I remember I was supposed to take music lessons when I was a kid, you know?
Supposed to.
So what does my mom bring home? The fucking accordion. So what the fuck is that? You know, I don't plan on breaking out of prison to build a raft. Shit. So that ended my music career. Mm. But I wish I'd have learned that now. Because if you can play an accordion, you can play a piano.
Mm.
It's all pretty, the key system is pretty basic. When I was a kid, there was this place called Allendale Park. I went to Allendale School in Oakland. And in the park, it was a park, you know, and they had this guy that ran the park. And this one, it was like a big room. There was a piano in there. And this one guy used to come in there. God, I can't think of his name right now. But he'd play that piano. And all the little girls and shit. Little girls, big girls. Some had tits, some didn't. Would all come over there and hang out with him. And I said, man, I got to learn how to play that piano. Fuck. I had this other kid, man. I think Ken Rose. He played the drums. And I was in this is at the seventh grade. And this kid played the drums where he was good. And used to go to the school dance. I liked the school dances.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Say, man, gotta learn how to dance and tell you I love you. Those are the two secrets.
Make that your New Year's resolution.
Oh, shit.
It I might have it, some benefits.
My benefits might be pushing it. My benefit might be looking for a new house. Fuck. Don't want to push the troops. But shit, that's... But to learn how to dance, you know. And I said, that's not too hard to do. I mean, you go to the school dances, you know, you'd have all the guys over here, the chicks over there, and a group of people dancing. But if you knew how to dance, and like when that song came on, Gary U.S. Bonds, all those little fine bitches wanted to dance. And you knew how to dance. Shining star. But that was fun.
That was step one.
That was step one. After that step, I was a step closer to Jimmy.
I love you.
Jimmy says, you need a new car, boy. Then the bitches will be lining up.
You can stop dancing.
You can stop dancing. That ain't no shit, Anthony. And what year is that? 1964 and a half.
That's right.
Mustang.
Ooh.
I mean, I had a better car than the fucking PE teacher.
And his dad.
Oh, man. Probably better than the fucking principal at that time.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you so much. You know, he didn't only teach you this and that, but he taught you things for in the future. How to work this and that. You know.
Yeah, you gotta have a vision.
Gotta have a vision. I knew a couple of people that told me visions, you know, and back in the early back in 64.
Before I got that car.
Well, you know what's funny? This other friend of mine, he got a car, but his daddy bought it. You know, so they were sort of wondering, who bought your car, Tom? You don't have no daddy. I said, you looking at the daddy.
Shit.
I don't need a daddy.
Daddy's home, bitch.
Oh, man. But I remember this guy, he owned a parts store downtown on Broadway. And he says, Tom, this was in 1964. He says, cars in 10 years are going to be selling for about $15,000. And I'm like, man, you're fucking dreaming. I only paid $3,000, a little over $3,000 for this Mustang. I'd have to work for Jimmy a little bit more than 40 hours to get a $40,000 car. But 40 hours, $3,000 ain't shit.
You might have to work weekends.
Oh, fuck, I'd ruin the program. I wouldn't be afford to have a lot of other fine things.
I can't skip church.
Oh, mercy, that's Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Everybody goes to church.
Unless you like football.
Yeah, but even though De Niro sort of overcomes football. See, don't watch the 49ers or make a few bucks.
Was football on Sunday back in the day, 10 o'clock?
Oh, man, yeah.
It hasn't changed?
Pros always played.
What about when Monday Night Football came out?
Oh, man. With Frank, Howard Cosell.
When did it come out?
Dandy Dave.
The 90s or 80s?
Oh, fuck, dude. That was back in probably the 70s.
Really? Monday Night Football was out in the 70s?
It's been around for a long time.
It was a big deal?
It was
when it came out?
Real big.
Did they have Sunday Night too, or that was came after?
No, Sunday Night came out way. You know, it was Howard Cosell was he never played sports with him, but he was like a sports, I don't even want to say a sports announcer or whatever, but he was tied up with Muhammad Ali, you know, and there was Dandy Dave. He was the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. He was funny. He was the one that used to, at the end of the Monday night game, and you were getting your ass kicked, he would sing, "Turn off the lights, the party's over."
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And Frank, fuck, he was the pretty boy at the time. You know, Frank Gifford, man. You know, he was, everybody liked Frank. Frank was that guy that, you know, you liked him. I heard a thing about him that when he, you know, back in the day, college was more important than the NFL.
It was first, right?
Yeah, everything was college. And he said when he went to the NFL, this is pretty much when it was first starting and getting into it, he played football on the week, I don't know how many games he even played, but back then they probably only played about 10 games.
Right.
And he was a roofer during the rest of the year. I told you about that guy that played for the Raiders. This was back in the 60s. He was a kicker for the Oakland Raiders, and when the football season was over, he was a school teacher in Minnesota. Rented that house 3 years in a row. You know, and they didn't make big money back then. Timeout.
You remember the first Super Bowl, dude?
Yeah.
Before that, did they have like a championship Super Bowl thing?
Oh, it was playoff. It was. You know, the NFL's been around a long, long time. There's no AFC. So there was championship games. They didn't call it a Super Bowl. Then the first two championship games weren't even called Super Bowls. That was the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, really?
Playing Green Bay. And then they, I heard the story how they came up with the name Super Bowl. And then they called it the Super Bowl. You know, I mean.
So Green Bay won the first one against the Chiefs? The
first two.
And they won against the Raiders against, the second yeah. one. But they didn't call it the Super Bowl?
No. Who won the third one?
I don't know.
Let me tell you this. And I heard, are we taping right now?
Yeah.
Dude, I heard this. And this, is it true? Who the fuck knows? Who's even got the balls to look into this? No shit. I'll give you a couple seconds here. The third championship game, who played in that game? I'll give you a hint. Broadway Joe.
Is it Jets and Colts?
That's right.
Joe Namath.
That's right.
That's what Google says.
Google's right.
You remember that game?
Who was favored to win?
I have no idea.
The Colts.
By how many?
By forever and ever many, many, many. Listen to this, dude. I don't know what it was.
I bet you I can find out.
Namath.
It was the biggest upset.
Oh, fuck, dude. Let me tell you what. Can we call a quick timeout?
For what?
Okay. Let me tell you what. That game, the New York Jets won. Joe Namath made a prediction, dude, that he would win. Okay? So, anyway.
13.5-point spread.
They said that. Oh, listen to this, dude, man. Now I think more and more about this game. They said that if the Jets won that game, if the Jets lost that game and the Colts won that game, there never would have been a merge. There never would have been another Super Bowl. The fucking AFC would have been out. Oh, so listen to this now, dude, because this will really interest your little mind. Because you've always said, if you don't cheat, you're not trying.
Right.
Listen to this now. I told you who won. On the other side of the fence, there was this guy called Big Daddy Lipskin. Look that up. Played for Baltimore.
Keep going.
And this guy, after, I don't know, about 3 years after that game, because now the Jets, we all know the Jets won. And what do we got now? Super Bowl. That Big Daddy said that game was fixed.
Ooh, did he get a lot of heat for that?
Oh, man, what do you fucking think? You don't get to be the nice
guy. I'd want to know how they fixed it.
He never, ever, ever, not that I know of.
I bet you'll find out.
You look into that.
I will.
Now, there's two names that I brought up out of history, dude. Before, because the next game, you know what the next game was? Super Bowl I.
But it was really Booyah! Super Bowl IV. Yeah.
Super Bowl I.
So they had reason to fix it to get that Super Bowl going.
They said if they wouldn't have, if the fucking Colts should have won like they'd done what they did all that year, there never would have been a Super Bowl. Now, I'm just trying to be your friend.
Hey.
But look that up, you bitches out there, and see if that ain't make you want to see the boogeyman.
You know what's coming up on Big Daddy Lipscomb? From hero to heroine.
Who gives a fuck? I'd ask him what came up on the day of that game. Shit, what do you think all those... hey, I'd be asking that to number 88. That plays for the Dallas. That used to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
He used to do the slam, slam people, Big Daddy Slam.
Oh, dude, that's back then when hey, you know what?
People slam them all the time.
Shit. I'm coming through that line no matter what. Hey, there's what rule is it? What rule did they make up this morning? Because I plan on breaking it. Football was violent back then. Probably, you know, I mean, you're taking, you're playing to win the game. You know, fuck, man. But those guys back then, though, shit, Anthony, what the fuck am I doing Thursday night? What we're doing right fucking now. You know, take care of my body. I just got to keep this 300 pounds on me. I'm going to go see Cheeseburger World.
Shit.
Funny is, dude, because at that time, nobody was better than the Colts. That'd be like the 49ers being in there.
So it was like a pro team versus a pro league.
No, they're both pro.
They're both pros, but one was superior.
Yeah, the NFL was our superior.
Always. And so it was a champion of one.
The champion won versus
the Colts versus
the AFC.
AFC.
It was the NFC versus the AFC. Mm. That's what it was.
But the year before, the Packers won. Where were they from?
Oh, the NFC.
Oh, no. And they whooped the Raiders, too?
They whooped the Raiders and Kansas City.
And then the third one, the Colts, were their king.
They were king.
And they came in.
They were more king than the Green Bay Packers. The first championship game was Bart Starr. And
so the fourth Super Bowl, did they call it Super Bowl IV? Mm-mm. Or they just called it Super Bowl I? And who played in there?
Ooh, man, look that up. Hey, I'm going to pour me a little bit of this and finish that beer. Sure. I don't know who played in that.
I'll look it up right now.
Who would be? Let me take a guess.
All right.
Man, it can't be the Colts. I'll say the Giants.
Verse. You get two guesses.
Raiders were bad, Kansas City, the Giants, Miami.
It was Kansas City and Minnesota in New Orleans, 1970. Where were you? 1970. New Orleans Super Bowl I. Kansas City versus Minnesota.
And Kansas City won it.
Minnesota was favored by 12. No.
Minnesota has never won a Super Bowl, dude. Fran Tarkenton was the quarterback.
No, they were favored by 12. Kansas City won 23-7.
That's what I'm saying. Kansas City won.
Super Bowl III was the Jets in Baltimore.
That wasn't Super Bowl.
Oh.
That was a championship game.
So it says one, Super Bowl I, Green Bay, Kansas City. Super Bowl II, Green Bay, Oakland. Super Bowl III.
They were never Super Bowls, dude.
Right, whatever. Whatever. After Oakland played Green Bay, the number third championship.
Yeah, it was the
Jets versus Baltimore.
Right.
Oh, I thought we said Colts. I must have got that wrong.
They were the Colts.
Oh, they were the Colts.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were the Baltimore Colts.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Super Bowl IV, and that was in Miami. They were both played in Miami.
That was the first Super Bowl.
And they played the Miami Raiders, and Green Bay played in Miami. That's what it
says.
Okay. And Green Bay was favored by 13.5, and they won 33-14. And Super Bowl, or Championship I, they were favored by 14. They won 35-10. They won. Green Bay favored by 13, 33-14, they covered. And then the third one, Jets, Baltimore. Baltimore minus 18. Holy shit. They were minus 18. And they lost 16-7. The game was fixed, so the refs rigged it. They called flags.
Yeah.
That's who rigged
dude.
It. Yeah.
That,
you can't score if I keep throwing a flag holding.
Never. You know, how many different penalties can I call on you? How many different penalties can I call on you in 12 fucking minutes? And then I got three more 12 minutes.
Right. That game was fixed.
It was fixed, dude.
Nice.
Big Daddy Lipskin.
Nice. You know what? You know what would be a good podcast? I started thinking just all the fixed games that are reported.
You know that L.A. Sacramento game, man.
The guy went to jail. He got indicted.
If that ain't what you call getting fixed, getting caught. But you know what, though? Back when this was fixed, they were thugs running the show.
They were the mob.
Yeah. You to get away with it today would be super hard, Anthony. Super fucking hard.
Bullshit. No, bullshit, dude, man. Tom, I'll show you this. This is why we should do this. I'll show you this video on the Seattle 49ers. Remember when they took out the fucking power to the suit to the, in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
You think that happens on accident, Tom? I'm an electrician. Man. You think the power just goes out? And that was the second time.
Let me ask you this now. Huh? If the power had stayed on, do you think the fucking Capricorn would have came back and won?
No. No way. They got their momentum. They were down so much, they almost came back and won. Ray Lewis said it too. He said, there ain't no fucking way. That shit wasn't on purpose. They wrecked Baltimore's momentum. And Capricorn and the Niners, they got their... throwing that fucking power, dude. Somebody had to talk to somebody and said, hey, listen, the rest of this game needs to go a certain way.
I can't. That's too... You know what? It's not... How many games you played the Super Bowl? One fucking game. There ain't one and a half. There's one, dude. Anthony, that would be... I ain't saying it can't happen. But that would... You'd have to have balls. Oh, my God.
But you're Donaghy.
That's like asking you, do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
Do you believe
we're going to fix this Super Bowl?
You got to define what God is.
Hey.
Before I tell you I believe in it. Because your God might not be the same thing I think of my God.
Definitely was the same one on that day. Shit. I just say this. You know what?
The guy who got indicted, Donaghy. Okay, do you think he was the only one? Or do you think he's the only one that got caught?
I don't know who got caught. Gotta have a scapegoat.
There was definitely.
When you're that high up. They're all sitting around and somebody's name in that hat.
That day was Donaghy.
Sorry. Shit. I'll take care of your wife and kid.
I'm just saying. But, the you factor.
Gotta, you gotta spend some time.
It's not. The Olympics, all those Olympic shit with the Russians and the scientists who made the test, he's the one who told the guys how to cheat it. It was funny how freaking the Russians swept golds in their house. The Chinese swept golds in their house. We swept golds in our house. What the fuck do you think we did?
You don't think everybody's cheating.
So I'm not surprised in the situation. I'm just saying, I show you a video that Seattle played the Niners when Bowman lost his freaking leg. He was standing right there, the referee, and Bowman gets his leg just fucking destroyed on that play. But he also got the fumble, and it was clear it was a fumble. But they said, nope, wasn't a fumble, and he was standing right there. And then they said, oh, we don't review it. All of a sudden, they don't review shit.
Maybe that's in the rule book.
They can't review it. No, they change the rules all the time, man. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny when they look at shit.
That was a rule that day.
Yeah, no shit.
You should have looked at the book.
Don't you remember the Tuck rule? You think they fucking... You think that was in the rule book before that play? No, it wasn't. They fucking added that shit on the spot. Tuck rule. I never heard of that in my life.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of the Tuck rule?
No. Neither did the Raiders. Oh, tuck it up, boys. No win today.
No, the refs can call holding any play they want.
Pretty much.
And basketball's worse. They can call a foul whenever they want.
Man, I mean, Are you dribbling the ball or you carried it to the basket?
It doesn't matter.
One dribble, three steps. Oh, my God. The baseball, though, that's still a tough one to hit.
I think you couldn't.
I mean, you're challenging the pitcher. Yeah. Am I going to hit you or are you going to hit the ball?
Yeah.
I'd be a terrible pitcher, man. I'd fucking one guy a day would go out or a game. Send you to the dentist. Sympathy for the devil. And this will, listen to this now. This will give you a little research time. By the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
By James Addiction.
Ooh.
And listen to this one, man. By Ozzy.
So we got to play all three or you want to play one?
You listen to all three and you tell me which one you want.
Okay, hold on. Let me look for it.
The hardest one to find is by Ozzy, dude.
Really?
Oh, man. When I heard it, I mean, the Stones is probably my favorite group.
Okay, yeah, I love the Stones, too. I mean, who doesn't? What the fuck? Oh,
man. They were the bad boys.
They go way back, too, don't they?
Fuck, man.
Who was before them?
They came out the same time Beatles did.
So, who was before them?
Elvis.
James Brown.
James Brown, yeah.
Little Richard.
Little Richard. That'd be another couple ones we should look into.
Oh, yeah, huh? Little Richard. You remember listening to Little Richard?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Did you ever see him?
No. No, I never saw Little Richard. You know.
But he was popular?
Oh, shit, yeah. Big time. You know. There was a movie that was called Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. And he was... You know, that's when you want to say, I don't know, when rock and roll started. I might have been about 11 years old.
Shit.
When all those guys, you know, back then. But I always listened to music through all my shit, my whole life. Still even today. You know, I mean, it's really changed. But I knew the one that out of all of them wasn't going to make it would have been disco.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was... I don't even know what to say, too punk or whatever.
Right. No, I got Gary U.S. Bonds from you.
Oh, man. He was, school is out.
And then New Orleans. I said, hey,
hey, hey, yeah. We can end with that.
I said, hey, 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 yeah. Welcome home, everybody. Tickle to the beat. I did.
Mississippi.
New Orleans.
That's, you know.
Tom, I listened to this for years. And I said, I remember you told me about this one. This is a long time ago.
That's a long time ago for me.
But nobody my generation ever heard this song.
No. No, you know, that's when that... You know, I'd say these guys were, I want to say, you know, like Little Richard and all like that, you know. There used to be this guy who's called Fats Domino, walking to New Orleans. That'd be another one to look up. He played the piano, dude. Ooh. I love the piano.
Spent all my morning. No use for you to cry. into New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking.